Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, August 31st, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And before we begin, I just want to make note that there was a slight delay last week getting up the files. Now, that was an acute situation, but there's a chronic one, i.e. my AT&T internet connection is routinely interrupted, which means getting these files up takes twice as long, at least, as it's supposed to. Just so you know, I'm got some challenges. We have to start holding each other's hands like the children in the talking tree. But the acute situation was that my son was out of town, and that was, you know, for a couple days, and he came back, then he went back out. But when he came back, I was able to upload the files because I use his machine now, since when I uploaded to my own that time, they got wiped clean. And I'm doing it on his now because for a variety of reasons, I seem to be able to hang on to them better that way. And so I was subjected to a very intense wave bombardment. And I have a question to put out there. Have you ever heard of such a thing damaging fruit, and in particular, figs? Figs have been melting into a rotting red, really more like a hot pink mess from the fig tree at the back these past couple weeks, with a stink that offends my cat mightily. And that's a first. They've never stunk like that. I've never seen such in our 20 years relationship. It's almost as if these immature figs were cooked or irradiated. When they hit the deck, they explode into a fugue of pinkness. Quite scary, actually. Sisters and brothers, the goal of power has ever been, since Bentham, to get us to be self-regulating. That's the point of weeding out dissent. And this is discussed in the audio blog from January 13, 2013, called If We Can Be Made Obedient, the System Can Be Self-Regulating. Coercion costs too much, particularly for an arrogant bunch who've been so profligate. To a hammer, every problem is a nail. Well, to a vampire, all blood must be sucked, as of yesterday, okay? Their appetite knows no bottom, knows no bounds. So sucked they have. And now the dry husks litter the planet, and our earth has been pushed past all tolerance. So the vampire puts on its urgent face and says, we must learn restraint. We have biases. We have greed. We have lived beyond our means. Then the vampire's pose becomes fatherly as he speaks to the children to whom he's bequeathed the cities. Police yourselves, says he, or be policed. The times are such, you must defer to authority. If you don't want cities plagued by violence, if you don't want desperate battles of necessity, if you don't want conflict over meeting basic needs, and if you do want peace and love and harmony, accept the fact that a strong hand is needed. To understand power in this present moment, let's put on our management hats, think like a boss, and the Ignati of Peace can help illustrate what I mean, because embedded in it, I believe, is both the vision of the world they, the global state statesmen, want, and their assessment of the current geopolitical moment. That is to say, their assessment of the challenge to that vision. What came up for me at the end of the August 24th show, the last show, which focused on the need for us to take the long view or see from the vantage of the whole, is what I've been calling it in previous shows, and focus on the overall conditions that establish class as a global, i.e. totalitarian, system. And therefore, the need for us to develop, claim, and use actively a language of solidarity with ourselves, with the earth, to counter power's language of division, dressed up and presented as, using empty phrases that connote solidarity. Because without it, without our language of solidarity, we can't take the long view. And without taking the long view, we can't grow big enough to do this thing that needs to be done. Take that longest stride of soul Christopher Fry spoke of. Wow, he was right. Prescient man. Well, I think prescience is just paying attention.